The arrival of the holiday season means the return of local traditions to the Mid-South. Every arts group has one, from the Nutcracker to the Christmas Carol. But Playhouse on the Square is fond of one show in particular. It's been staged there for 25 seasons. WKNO's news director Christopher Blank says there's more to Peter Pan this year than nostalgia for Neverland.
I was feeling a little jaded, you know, this election stuff. And I'm standing in the parking lot when the school buses pull up. They're 15 minutes late, of course. And the teachers hustle the kids off as fast as they can. Straight lines. And now they're in the lobby.
Follow me and let's watch our steps, guys.
And they're really quiet. Quieter than I remember being back in elementary school. For a lot of these inner city kids, it's their first time in a real theater.
All the way, all the way.
Their eyes are enormous. They file into this huge room with a deep blue velvet curtain. And behind that curtain is a mystery. Now they're getting excited. They can hardly hold still. So, as a former theater critic, I've seen this show so many times. You know, it's for kids. Why would an adult even want to think about this thing, right? But then it starts. The room goes dark. A dot of light appears on the wall. It's just a spotlight moving around. But the kids are like leaning forward in their seats. I mean, listen, they're hypnotized. Now, in just a second, the windows are going to open by themselves, and to my eyes, an actress is going to enter, dangling on a harness. But that is not at all what 300 children see. I mean, listen to that. Isn't that how we're supposed to react when we meet Peter Pan for the first time? Remember when you used to dream that you could fly? And remember when, as a kid, all you had was love and faith and a belief in goodness? You know, back in 1904, when Peter Pan was first staged in England, they were worried. You get to a part in the show where the kids have to clap or Tinkerbell will die. What happens if kids don't believe in fairies? What happens if children are afraid to speak out, afraid to do their part, have no faith? We don't know the answer to that question. This theater in Memphis has put on Peter Pan 25 different seasons. Thousands of kids see it every year. So whatever you're thinking right now about the future of humanity, just remember this. Somewhere in America, there's a theater full of children, and they have one job, to show faith, to believe that they have the power to heal. And you know, they always, always come through.
Well, do you believe? Do you believe?
Christopher Blank is news director at WKNO. At Saturday's performance, Playhouse on the Square celebrates 25 years of Peter Pan.